Welcome to part 7 of our special musical production, Waymaker, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them,
"Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid."
God is not human, that he should lie, not a human being, that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill?
This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all.
Waymaker, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Jesus' identities as a waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, and light in the darkness are not separate titles. They are profoundly interconnected facets of who he is and what he came to do. They all point to a single, overarching theme: his divine power and compassion breaking through the brokenness of the world to restore humanity's relationship with God. We can consider his portrayal as the light in the darkness as the foundation. The world is characterized by spiritual darkness, which manifests as sin, sickness, death, and despair. Jesus' identity as the light in the darkness is the foundational reality that addresses this condition. He is the truth that illuminates our sin, the hope that pierces our despair, and the life that confronts death. Jesus, in his capacity as miracle worker, is a demonstration of light. As the light, Jesus doesn't just speak about hope, he demonstrates it. His identity as a miracle worker is the tangible proof of his power over the darkness. His healings drive out sickness, his exorcisms defeat demonic oppression, and his power over nature subdues chaos. Each miracle is a sign that the light has arrived and is actively pushing back the darkness. Being a waymaker is the ultimate purpose of the miracles. The miracles weren't random displays of power. They were signs pointing to a greater purpose. Jesus's identity as a waymaker is the ultimate goal of his miraculous work. He makes a way for us to be healed, for us to be free from spiritual bondage, and most importantly, he makes a way for us to be reconciled with God. His miraculous life, sacrificial death, and victorious resurrection all serve to create the path, the way, for us to enter into eternal life. The integrity of all these identities rests on his role as a promise keeper. The prophecies of the Old Testament foretold the coming of a Messiah, who would be the light, perform great works, and make a way for salvation. Jesus' miracles and teachings fulfilled these ancient promises. His ultimate promise, to come back and to give eternal life, is what guarantees that the light will never be extinguished, and the way he made will lead to a final, perfect peace. In essence, Jesus is the light in the darkness, the ultimate reality, who performs miracles, the demonstration, to be the waymaker, the ultimate purpose, as the promise keeper, the divine assurance. They are all part of the same seamless work of salvation. The miracles of Jesus are more than moments of divine power. They are glimpses into the heart of a Savior who sees, stops, and saves. Whether healing the leper, calming the sea, or weeping beside a grieving family, Jesus consistently reveals that compassion is at the core of who he is. His power is never detached from his love. His strength is always wrapped in tenderness.
You saw the crowd, lost and afraid. You healed the broken, you made a way. You touched the leper, you calmed the sea. You called the sinner and set them free. Every miracle, every sign revealed your heart so full, so kind. You're not
When we sing Compassionate King, we're not just remembering miracles from long ago, we're declaring who Jesus is right now. His compassion didn't end in the Gospels. It continues today in every healing, every comfort, every moment of grace we experience in our lives. The same hands that touched the blind and lifted the lame are reaching for us still, offering healing, hope, and an invitation to trust the one who is forever moved by the cries of his people. Father, we thank you for sending Jesus, our compassionate King, who sees us, heals us, and never turns away from our pain. Help us to trust in his love and follow in his footsteps, extending his mercy to a hurting world. May your light shine through us as we walk in the way he has made. Tomorrow we wrap up our multi-part special, Waymaker.